to become one of the most recognizable voices in the game of baseball. Announcer here, Vin Scully, has just established a legacy that may never be equaled. You do a great impersonation of Vin Scully. Could we hear that?
Yeah, Vinny, the greatest broadcaster, in my estimation, that there is and ever was. And I you know, when you think of Vinny, it's that distinctive voice that's just unmistakable. And, you know, most of us, we just speak English. We say, me, Charlie Steiner, Rick Mundy, we say, here's the 1-1 pitch, a curveball, outside, ball two, right? But Vinny's much more elegant than that, right? Vinny's like, the 1-1 pitch on the way, curl-low, ball two. And, you know, I never forget when he paid me this this great compliment at a big banquet one night. He said, now, John Miller over here is the best baseball broadcaster in America, in his price range. Wow. Thanks, man.
And what about the Japanese and the Spanish version of Vin Scully that you do?
Well, you know, I mean, young broadcasters who wanted to be baseball broadcasters often would try to imitate Vin Scully, figuring, well, he's the best, so I want to sound like him. And that was a tribute to Vin. And I really did not realize that his fame had spread worldwide until I went to Tokyo back in the 80s, and I really wanted to hear the voice of the Tokyo Giants, Genshiro Asami. And, you know, like yourself, knew of Asami-san, but I'd never heard Asami-san. So I turned on the television with great expectation to at long last hear the legendary voice of the Tokyo Giants, and he put me off a little bit because he was doing Vinny, you know. Watashiwa Karakuen Stadium ni orimas. Hajime mashite dozi orushiku lo. Ball two. You know, it was like kind of astounding, really. And same thing down in Venezuela. I heard the great legendary voice of baseball in Caracas, Venezuela. And he was like, El partido de baseball con Farmer Juan. Con hamburguesa con queso. Muy mejor en todo el mundo. So.
John Miller, that's great. It's fun to listen to you guys. Do you still do the midnight replays of the games on KNBR?
Well, I personally don't do them, but I think they do actually replay the game for lack of better programming. I don't know why they do, but apparently there's some people who were working the swing shift or whatever, they can listen to the game driving home or whatever. So you can hear that in L.A., by the way, because KNBR is a booming 50,000-watt giant voice, so of the Giants.
Well, it'd be difficult to maintain the same enthusiasm in the later game as in the earlier game.
Well, that's right. When we do the game at midnight, we're much more tired-sounding. And outside, ball two. Yeah, 3-1. No. Yeah, so that's it. I should check that out to find out if we sound like we're half asleep on the midnight version.